In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechet Eodiot. Now, to appreciate this Mishnah, we have to understand that an ever min hachai, meaning a limb that has been removed from a living person, that is metame, it is transfers to him in the same way as a corpse itself, meaning it can transfer through maga, masa, and ohel, so direct contact by carrying it, or if it's simply under the same roof as anything else, so we'll transfer truma to everything under the same roof with it. What the Mishnah is going to be debating here is a kezayit basar that is separated from this evir min hachai, or an etzem kese'ora, so a small bone the size of a se'ora of the barley. The reason why that's important is because basar, a kezayit basar that's separated from a corpse itself, is metameb, it's transferred truma through maga, masa, and ohel, and an etzem kese'ora that is separated from a met itself transfers truma through maga and masa. So the question is, if we're comparing an evir min hachai, meaning this limb is separated from a live person, to a met itself, how similar is it really? So the Mishnah begins, Kezayit basar ha-poresh me-evir min hachai, Rebbe Eliezer says metame, and Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Nechunya metarim. So in this situation, we have three opinions, only one opinion, and that is Rebbe Eliezer understands that the basar, a kezayit basar that separates evir min hachai, also transfers truma through maga or masa, an ohel, just like a kezayit basar that is separated from a corpse. What about etzem kese'ora? Well, that, if it's separated haporesh me'evir menachai, so a small bone, then Rabbi Nechunya metame. In this situation, it's Rabbi Nechunya only, not Rabbi Eliezer, but Nechunya said that it's metame through maga masa, and it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is metaher. So Rabbi Yeshua in both cases says it's tahor, it's Rabbi Eliezer and Nechunya that in the two different cases are the ones that differently or separately that say Rabbi Eliezer says it's metame by kazai basar, and Rabbi Nechunya says it's metame when it's etzim kseura. So amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. Now they're asking, they're probing or questioning the position of Rabbi Eliezer. It says mara ita letame kazai haparesh me'eber menachai. They ask him, why do you say that a kazai basar that's separated from this limb is a source of tumah? So amar lahem matzin, we find every menachai is like a met shalem. We find that this limb is very similar, halachically, like we've explained in the introduction, to a corpse itself. So Mahamet, just like when it comes to a corpse, kazayit that's separated from it is a source of tumah, so too, evir min hachai, you should say the same thing, that the kazayit basar, a kazayit's worth of flesh that's separated from this evir, should be matameh, be a source of tumah through maga, masa, and ohel. So Amar Lo, the response is, lo im timeta kazayit habasar hapresh min hamet, shechen timeta etzem kosar hapresh memeno. He says, if you're matamek kezayit basar that's separated from a met itself, then we also find from a met that you'd matamek etzim kesorah that's separated from a met. Then we say, timet kezayit basar me'evir min hachai, you seem to be consistent, because a kezayit basar that's separated from this limb, an evir min hachai, but you didn't shechen tiharta, but you said when it comes to an etzim that comes from this limb, ke'etzim kesorah poresh memeno, that it's actually tahor. Again, what the question Rabbi Eliezer is saying, they're saying, okay, you're equating every menachai with that of a met, then why are you only metame the situation when kazayit basar is separated and not also the case when etzem kesorah as well? Now they're going to ask the same question Rabbi Nechunya. So they ask now Rabbi Nechunya, Mari Tehla Tameh, why is it when you say an etzem kesorah that's separated from every menachai that it's tameh? He responds, Matzin wa every menachai is like a met shalem, and this limb is like a corpse itself. Ma met, just when it comes to a met etzem kesura poresh memenotameh. This, when a small bone is separated from it, it's a source of tumah, like we've explained through maga and masa. Ever menachai, when it comes to ever menachai, also then for etzem kesura, this small bone should be that's separated from it, from this limb, should also be a source of tumah. So once again, they question his consistency. Amrulol, that's not right. Lo im timeta etzem kese'ora poresh min hamet shechen timeta kezayit basar poresh memeno. They say when it comes to a corpse, you say that both are tameh, both an etzem kese'ora and kezayit basar is a source of tumah, although matameh in the ways. So titame etzem kese'ora poresh memeno shechen tiyarta kezayit basar poresh memeno. You're not consistent here, because when you come to every menachai, you're only saying etzem kesora is a source of tumah and not basar poresh, when you're saying it's not metame through maga masa and ohel. So now, having highlighted the inconsistencies in, or apparent consistencies in the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Nechunya, the Gemara now returns to Rebbe Eliezer. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, marita lachalok b'midotecha. What is the basis that you differentiate now between basar that if it's separated from a every menachai, it's a source of tumah, but not etzem kesora. Or tame bishneim, or tahor bishneim. You should say they're both tame, or they're both tahor. So Amar Lehim, he says as follows: Meruba tumat habasar mitumat atzamot. We find when it comes to flesh, there's more tumah associated with flesh than we find by bones. Why? Shehabasar noheg benevelot ubeshakatzim. We find a bit of flesh, if you like, applies not only for a met, but also for a nevela, for an animal that wasn't given proper slaughter, also the shkatzim, the creepy crawlies, is also a source of tumah, the flesh is separated. However, you don't find that masha enken ba'atzamot. You don't find that by a bone that would be separated from nevela or from a sheretz, that they're not sources of tumah. So his first point is, basar seems to be more chamur, more strict. It applies in more cases. So therefore, that's why he focuses on really only basar and doesn't feel compelled to bring along etzem kesora as well. Dvar acher, I'll bring you another proof. Ever sheyeshalav basar kara, we will find a limb if it has enough flesh on it. This is every menachai, importantly. That's the shear to say that he's considered an aver. What's meant not flesh? See, we're doing a limb, say that doesn't have flesh completely around it. However, what's considered sufficient? Sufficient is when, if it was still attached to the human, let's say the arm or the limb would heal. That would metame b'magal masav ohel. Then that's considered aver menachai, such it would transfer tumah, everyone agrees, with contact through carrying it or if it's under the same roof. Chaser basar. If it's missing basar, doesn't have basar karaoi, meaning it's just a bone, then it's tameh, but it's not metameh ba'ohel anymore. Chaser etzim, however, if Kati says, aval chasar even ktsat min ha'esim, if a bit of the bone is missing, then it's completely tahor. So in other words, again, this is another point we see flesh is more chamor, that's why he has no problem including basar min aiver min achai, and not etzim kesora. So now they return to Rabbi Nechunya and said, Rabbi Nechunya, Amar lo Rechem Nechunya, Marit alachalok midotecha. Why do you differentiate? If you remember, Nechunya's opinion is it's only the etzen kesora that comes from this every menachai that transfers tumah, and not a basar, kezayit basar that comes from this every menachai. Once again, o tameh bishneim, o tahor bishneim. They should either both be tameh or both tahor. So the response of Rabbi Nechunya is as follows: Amar lehem, meruba tumat atzamot mitumat habasar. We find that when it comes to tumah by bones is greater, more chamur than we find by flesh. So he points to different attributes. He takes the opposite position to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? So habasar harpesh menachai, if basar separates from a living animal, it is tahor. Ve'ever harpesh v'hu kubriyato. But an aver, a limb that is removed, and it's like as it was when it was still connected to the animal, meaning it has flesh, sinews, and the like, it's tameh. So that's already pointing to an aver, or really a bone related to an aver, which is more chamor than flesh alone. Devar acher, I'll give you another proof. Kazayit basar, a kazayit's worth of flesh that came from a corpse, is matamim b'masav magav ohel. Varov otzamot, meaning a majority of the bones of a met, which is 125 bones, that's also matame b'maga umasam ohel. So the first point is, let's compare kazay basar and rov otzamot. That's also matame b'maga umasam ohel. If you're chaser basar, if you've got slightly less than a kazay of flesh, then it's completely tahor. However, chaser rov otzamot, if you don't have rov otzamot, a majority of the bones, but there is still a collection of bones, despite the fact it cannot transfer tumah bohel, it still transfers tumah through what? B'makal masah, through contact and through causing it to move. So we find here a tzan chamur, a more extreme element when it comes to bones than to flesh. Therefore, once again, he's got no problem, now Rechun's got a problem by saying, etzim kesara, look at a bone-related chumra when it comes to that which is separated from evrim menachai, and doesn't feel compelled to even address the basar that's poresh. And he brings another reason, davar acher, kol basar hamet shehu pachot mikazai tahor. Anytime you've got basar hamet that is less than, so basar from a corpse that is less than a kazait, is completely tahor. Here referring to basar hamet for the entire corpse, meaning referring to even if like a nefel, a miscarried fetus, for example. If it's less than a kazait, it's not a source of tumah. Rov binyan or rov minyan shel met, if however you've got most of the minyan, we've already explained, that's a number, or binyan is the form, so shtei shokav yerech, so we're talking about the leg bones, then afal pi she'ein bahem rova, even if you don't have the rova, here is referring to the reva kav atzamot, which is the minimum shear normally of just a small collection of bones that can be a source of tumah, still it'll be tmeim. So in other words, we find another chumrim bar bones that we're dealing with a very, very small, unfortunate miscarried thing. Then if it's less than a kazayit basar, we don't even address it. But if it's bones, as long as you've got that small rov binyan or rov minyan, that would still be a source of tumah, then be tmeim. So now the Gemara finally addresses the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. This is in both cases, he says they're tahor. So Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua, mara itala taher b'shnehem. According to your opinion, why do you say it's tahor in both these cases? Amr lahem, lo im amartem b'met. He said you cannot compare a corpse, full corpse, to an ever min achai, this limb that came from a live person. He says when it comes to ever met, sheyesh bo rov v'rova v'rakav, these are all dinim that apply only to a corpse. What are these? First is rov minyan, rov binyan. In other words, that's the, as we already mentioned, that's the minimum amounts of bones, either most of the structure or the form of that person, or the number of bones, that would now transfer tuma through the three different ways, maga, masa, and ohel. Rova atzamot means this is the smallest volume of bones that, even if it doesn't have rov minyan, rov binyan, that it would be a source of tuma. And rakav, he refers to the, as long as it's the volume of a ladle full, we say that rakav is the decay of a met that is also a source of tumah. So in other words, he's directing our attention to three laws that only apply to a corpse, that don't, tomro b'chai, that don't apply to a chai, meaning an evrim in a chai, sheyesh bo rov v'rova v'rakav. The point of Rabbi Yeshua here is that says, yes, it might be true that evrim in a chai shares a similarity with a corpse, in that they both transfer tumah in these three ways, maga, masa, and ohel, but they're not identical. Therefore, he does not feel compelled at all to say that a basar peresh memeno is tamer, or a etzem kosar that separates from it is a source of tumah, neither case, because it applies to a met doesn't mean it applies to his evrim in a chai. Okay, after that quite long Mishnah, I'm not sure if it's even one of the longest Mishnayot, let's now learn the beginning of the seventh perek. The mission begins. Ha'id Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Tzadok al pidyon petach ha'chomet. So here we're dealing with the concept of pidyon petach ha'chomet. So the firstborn donkey has to be redeemed. What you do is you redeem it with a seh, and that's which is a lamb, and give it to a kohen. What happens if you do the redemption and it died before you gave this lamb to the kohen? Do you have to find a replacement sheep to give it to the kohen? According to Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Tzadok, they say ein bala kohen klum. The kohen gets absolutely nothing. Now, why was their testimony so important? Because that's debated. Shereb Eliezer, or Meribes, says, Chayev Bach Riyoto, says that you would have to replace it. What's he compared to? He says, look, Kechamesh Slaim Shel Ben. If someone did Pidyon HaBen, they redeemed their firstborn child, and that money is meant to be given the coin, and that money was lost. Well, the law there is that you're responsible to replace that money and still give it to a Kohen. So therefore, he compares the case of Petach Hamor to Pidyon HaBen. Chachamim, however, say, no, ein chayev b'achriyotan, you're not responsible for replacing it. Why do Chachamim say not? That is because Ella, they compare it to pidyon maaseh sheni. So if you remember, the second tithe in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year is meant to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. However, as we mentioned, you can transfer that kedusha onto money and take the money to Yerushalayim. If that money is lost, you're not responsible for replacing it. So the Chachamim find a parallel between, they say, the Petach Hamor, that form of redemption is the same type of redemption we have in the case of Maaseh Sheni. And the importance of the testimony of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok is saying that the halacha is indeed like the opinion of the Chachamim. And those are the Mishnah today.